Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is the translation of the Jummah khutbah, Friday sermon on the topic Ayyamun Mubarakat, Blessed Days. Alhamdulillahi alladhi akramana bi ayyamil ashr wa wa'adana fiha mudha'afat al-ajr. Subhanaka Allahumma rabbana wa bihamdik nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant radina bika rabba wa bil islami deena ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبدك ونبيك وخاتم رسلك فاللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه والتابعين أوصيكم عباد الله ونفسي بتقوى الله قال جل في علاه إن الله مع الذين اتقوا والذين هم محسنون. Praise be to Allah who has honored us with the blessed days in which He has promised to multiply the rewards. Glory be to You, O Allah, our Lord, and all praise is due to You. We bear witness that there is no God but You. We are pleased with You as our Lord, with Islam as our religion, and we bear witness that our Master Muhammad is Your servant and messenger, and the seal of Your messengers. O Allah, send Your blessings, peace and mercy upon him, his family, his companions, and those who follow him. I counsel you, O servants of Allah, and myself to have piety and fear of Allah. He the Exalted has said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. Indeed, Allah is with those who fear him and those who are doers of good. O believers, we are on the threshold of blessed days filled with goodness and mercy, in which Allah multiplies the virtuous deeds and raises the ranks. They are the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, whose virtues were mentioned by the Prophet, may Allah's blessings and peace be upon him, when he said, أَفْضَلُ أَيَّامِ الدُّنْيَا أَيَّامُ الْعَشْرِ. The best days of the world are the 10 days. Therefore, they are the greatest days of the entire world. Allah the Exalted has sworn by them, saying, وَالْفَيْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٌ. By the dawn and 10 nights. Abdullah ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, said, the first 10 days are the best of them. They have attained this status because they bring together the best and most honorable of days. Among these days is the day of Arafah, the day of mercy and forgiveness, and the day of Eid, about which the Prophet, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, said, إِنَّ أَعْظَمَ الْإِيَّامِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى يَوْمُ النَّحْرِ. The greatest of days in the sight of Allah is the day of sacrifice. O servants of Allah, indeed, righteous deeds in these days have the greatest reward and are a lasting provision. The Messenger of Allah, may Allah's blessings and peace be upon him, said, مَا مِنْ عَمَلٍ أَزْكَى عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلٍ وَلَا أَعْظَمَ أَيْرًا مِنْ خَيْرٍ يَعْمَلُهُ فِي عَشْرِ الْأَضْحَى. There is no deed that is more virtuous in the sight of Allah, no greater in reward than a good deed done during the 10 days of sacrifice. These days combine various types of righteous deeds like no other, including prayers, fasting, pilgrimage, charity, and remembrance of Allah, the Most Merciful. Allah the Exalted says, وَيَذْكُرُ اسْمَ اللَّهِ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْلُومَاتٍ. And they mention and remember the name of Allah on known days, meaning during the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. The Prophet, may Allah's blessings and peace be upon him, said, أكثروا فيهن من التهليل والتكبير والتحميد. During them, that is, during these days, do abundant takbir, saying Allahu Akbar, tahleel, saying La ilaha illallah, and tahmid, saying Alhamdulillah. O Allah, help us to make the most of these blessed 10 days, and grant us success in obeying You and Your Messenger Muhammad, as well as those whom You have commanded us to obey according to Your statement. يَا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم.
O you who believe, obey Allah and obey the Messenger and those in authority among you. I say these words of mine and seek forgiveness from Allah for ourselves and for you. Seek His forgiveness, for He is the oft-forgiving, the most merciful.
الحمد لله العظيم المنان فضل العشر الأوائل من ذي الحجة على كثير من الأزمان والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان.
Praise be to Allah Almighty, the bestower of favors, who has honored the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah over other times and occasions. May peace and blessings be upon our Master and Prophet Muhammad, his family, companions, and those who follow them in righteousness. O believers, indeed, one of the best ways to draw closer to Allah during the 10 days is to increase in fasting, following the guidance of the Messenger, peace and blessings be upon him. It is narrated by some of the Prophet's wives,
كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يصوم تسعة ذي الحجة,
that he used to fast 9 days of Dhul Hijjah. What a triumph for those who receive these days by renewing their repentance, rectifying their intentions, purifying their hearts, and cleansing their inner selves. What a victory for those who engage in righteous deeds, such as reciting the Quran, remembering Allah, the Most Merciful, giving charity, fasting, showing kindness to parents, maintaining family ties, and performing all acts of righteousness and benevolence. May Allah send His peace, blessings, and mercy upon our Master and Prophet Muhammad, his family, companions, and all the righteous followers until the Day of Judgment. And may Allah be pleased with the rightly guided caliphs, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, and Ali, as well as all the noble companions and their followers who uphold righteousness and benevolence until the Day of Judgment. O Allah, we ask You for the goodness of these days, the goodness of what is contained within them, and the best of their rewards. O Allah, grant us success in performing actions that are pleasing to You during these blessed days. O Allah, protect and bless the UAE President, His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed, his deputies, his brothers, the rulers of the Emirates, and his trustworthy Crown Prince, in accordance with what You love and are pleased with. O Allah, maintain stability, progress and prosperity for the UAE. O Allah, have mercy on Sheikh Zayed, Sheikh Rashid, the founding leaders, Sheikh Maktoum, Sheikh Khalifa bin Zayed, and admit them to the most spacious of Your gardens by Your favor. Envelop the martyrs of the nation with Your mercy and forgiveness. O Allah, have mercy on the Muslims, both men and women, among the living and the deceased. O servants of Allah, remember the Almighty, and He will remember you. Show gratitude for His blessings, and He will increase you in bounty and blessing. Our final supplication is that all praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds.